This is Talent in the Age of AI, the podcast helping leaders navigate what AI means for their people, their culture, and their future. We talk with the thinkers and practitioners shaping how we work, learn, and lead, and what it takes to keep talent growing in a world that's constantly changing. We create, curate, and connect the insights and the community that helps leaders build AI confidence in themselves and in their teams. Let's dive in.
Hi, I'm Jason Keyes, and this is Three Big Questions, a short format bonus episode of the Talent in the Age of AI podcast, where we explore practical insights for leaders navigating how AI is reshaping work, learning, and leadership. Today, I'm joined again by Deidre Alves. Deidre is the Chief Learning and Leadership Officer at XULab Global, where she focuses on experiential learning, leadership development, and what she calls human plus AI literacy inside organizations. She has spent her career working at the intersection of technology, leadership, and how people actually learn. And in our last conversation, she brought a really important reminder to keep the learner front and center in all of this. Deidre, welcome back. It's great to have you with us again.
Jason, great to see you. And I love bonus anything. So this is going to be fun.
Yes, we all do. Okay, let's jump right in. You've talked about the importance of keeping the learner at the center. So question one, as AI becomes more embedded in everyday workflows, where do leaders start to run into real trade-offs between efficiency and learning? And how should they think about navigating that?
Yeah, so easy peasy, right? It's hard. It's in this new frontier that we're in for leaders. You know, we're needing learning leader skills now more than ever to be able to, what I like to think of, the cacophony, however you say it, of everything that's out there. So keeping the learner first, front, center, and always, like sometimes I'm like, I'm really a learner advocate. I'm a leader advocate. Keeping that focus on the learner needs, how your learner is going to feel in the environment that you're creating, whether it's physical or digital or through artificial intelligence means. How is the learner going to operate? How is the learner going to be in this technology that you are bringing? And then how is that going to be maximized for the outcomes you're trying to achieve in your organization? So it's really having the learner, the leader be very stalwart almost and tethered to what they're trying to achieve with this organization and then making the AI be able to maximize that.
Great. Well, before we get to questions two and three, we're going to pause for just a second and throw it over to our partners.
AI isn't just coming, it's here. But for HR and L&D leaders, the real challenge isn't the technology. It's translating AI into workforce capability and leadership behavior. At Talent in the Age of AI, we center everything around one question. So what? What does AI actually mean for how you develop people and prepare your organization? Don't just react to change, lead it. Become a member today at talentintheageofai.com.
So question two, and that's where things do get interesting because those trade-offs don't happen in isolation, obviously. So in your work, you're seeing organizations at all different stages with AI. So at this point, what's one leadership behavior or decision that really determines whether this actually sticks?
Yeah, get crystal learning leaders. I'm talking to you, chief learning officers, CEOs, work in tandem with your learning and leadership senior staff, especially your chief learning officers. That is the most powerful combination if the CEO works in tandem with that CLO. And the idea is get crystal clear on your vision. What is your vision for the learning strategy within your organization? And also, how does that fit in to the context of your organization? What might be working for so-and-so in such a case study, guess what? It's not going to work for your context and your culture and your organization and your vision. And some things might. So really understand, get crystal clear on that shared vision. A lot of people are like, yeah, we know what it is. When you dig deep, your people don't know what it is. Everybody's got to know what that shared vision is for the organization and for your learning strategy. Your learning strategy illuminates your organizational strategy and outcomes. So get really clear on that. Even if you're a startup, even if you're advanced and a veteran company, get clear on your shared vision and operate from that point.
A quick follow-up. What does that look like when it is working, when it's all clicking?
Oh boy, you feel it. There is a flow state. What we were just talking about, Jason, reaching cruise speed, you know, it's an actual ability to feel when your teams, your organization is pulsating, because they're pulsating towards the vision. They're pulsating towards that purpose because everybody gets it, everybody feels it, and everybody knows their role to be able to animate that. Now, with AI, I talked about maximizing. Find out where you can then integrate AI into maximizing your vision, your purpose. And so I think that's, you know, a really really key message. And for those organizations that are teams of one, I know that there are teams of one out there that are just getting their feet wet, maybe with a learning management system or an LXP learning experience platform for the very first time. And now they're being charged two-person teams or three-person teams. Maybe you don't have the budget, and now you're being asked to do, you know, agentic AI and infusing your organization with all this AI symphony. And you don't know where to begin. I'm telling you, don't begin there. Begin with your vision. Mm.
So with everything happening right now, all this activity around AI, there's a lot of motion, pilots, tools, experimentation going on in organizations and with individuals. What's one thing leaders should stop doing? Because it might feel like progress, but actually it isn't.
This is going to be a very widely unpopular suggestion, but it's important. Slow down. Take a breather. Reflect. In the world of reflective practice, I always bring that into my organizations that I work with. Be a reflective practitioner. Have reflective practice. And the time to reflect and slow down with the speed, AI is exponential, right? That everything you hear every day, oh, you know, in one day, we have made 8 years of gains in exponentiality, right? There's no way you can make decisions in chaos. So what I really suggest to chief learning officers, you have to have such courage because you are navigating this new frontier. And it's an exciting time. And you want to have the ability to balance the learner needs with the organizational needs, with the technology, and all of the results that you're trying to achieve. Slow down, assess where you are, see what's working, see what's not working, and pivot if you have to. But really, when the speed of everything is going on, leaders are freaking out. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I have seen leaders freeze and freak out, and they're just any vendor that comes their way with an AI solution. Oh, they're going to go ahead and do it because, you know, it's looking like they're doing something so that they can look to the board like they're doing something and they can keep their jobs and everything. But when you look under the hood of the car, making decisions, maybe they're right, maybe they're not. But having that reflection and that ability to slow down with your team and understand where you're going is going to save you tons of headache, legal issues, and wasted money in your pocketbook down the line. So how would you implement this? Carve out reflection zone time for your organization, for at your team meetings, where you're dedicated to slowing down. It doesn't have to be for the whole day, obviously, but in a reasonable manner, and make that a cadence in your leadership.
And your teams will thank you, I bet, for slowing down, right?
Absolutely. I talked with an organization recently, and you know, they want to do big stuff, but they're like, oh, our teams are already like full up. They're at capacity. Well, how are you supposed to go forward when you're working with teams that are full up? It's not going to work. When you reflect, you can start to see that you can start to see what you can do, maybe tweak things, maybe go in a different direction and allow yourself to do that. Give yourself space to breathe. Have the organization breathe a minute. And as a learning leader, you know, set that as an expectation. And I think that gives some, you know, fresh blood into the organization and kind of will make the stale blood, so to speak, be able to retreat so you can freshen, have a fresh new perspective. And might I add, Jason, if it's okay, and this could be another pod all in itself, but there is a place for experimentation and piloting. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge advocate of piloting in an organization, an incubation, a place and space for that, which can be very thoughtfully done and not done out of desperation, fear, or freezing.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Well, those were our three big questions and three very big answers. So, Deirdre, thank you. It's always thoughtful speaking with you. It's always insightful. So thanks for joining us again.
Yes, thank you, Jason. And you learning leaders out there, my CLOs and everybody in the learning universe of L&D and talent, you can do this. Trust yourselves, because we are in charge of shaping this new frontier, and we can make the world bigger, brighter, bolder, and better. Thank you, Jason. And thank you to your awesome audience as well.
Thank you. And thanks to everyone listening and watching. If this conversation gave you a clearer sense of how to navigate the real decisions that come with AI, not just the ideas, be sure to subscribe to the Talent in the Age of AI podcast so you don't miss our full-length episodes released the first and third Thursdays of each month. You can also follow us on LinkedIn for ongoing insights, blog posts, and more ways to engage with the Talent in the Age of AI community. Until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and keep asking those big questions.
Thanks for listening to Talent in the Age of AI. If this conversation gave you new ways to grow in your own work and to better support your people, follow the show and share it with others in your HR and talent network. Members get even more. Full episode transcripts, extended show notes, and companion resources to help you put these insights into action. Learn more and join us at talentintheageofai.com. We're here to help leaders create, curate, and connect what's needed to build tomorrow's workforce today. See you next time.